want to welcome him to Trinidad and also the London Brigade tonight. Amen.
I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I just come from England a few days ago. I'm visiting several of the islands around here. I shall be going back in about 8 weeks' time, back to England. Praise the Lord.
Amen. We are free to worship. Oh, we are free to love you, Lord, tonight. Amen. We
Oh.
wonderful name. All glory and honor be unto that matchless name. Father, we exalt that name tonight because there is no other name given under heaven whereby a man can be saved. We so thank you, seal us in our forehead with that name, Lord, that we can come and worship in that name. We are gathered in that name. You are meeting us in that name. Oh, blessed be your wonderful name tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be unto your wonderful name. Amen. God bless me. I'll be seated in a few moments before we dismiss. Amen. We certainly have enjoyed being in his presence tonight. And we are just so thankful. I'd just like to read a little scripture before we close. In St. Luke chapter 17, the first scripture reading tonight. And if you comment, and we are close. Really appreciate that. In spirit and the opportunity to really come and pray together. You can never tell how valuable that this is, this side of heaven. Amen. Because we see in the Bible that when the angel Gabriel came to Elizabeth, he said, "Thy prayers have been heard." Angel came to Cornelius, he said, "Thy prayers have been heard." It was long after they had prayed, when they thought maybe that they were going to die and never see the answer to those prayers. Is that right? We see God come down and he remembered those prayers. The Bible says he poured those prayers out of the vials. You might think it's a simple prayer. You see, you judge your prayer sometimes and you judge your own prayer and say, "Well, I find I wasn't eloquent tonight, like, and maybe that didn't mean that God didn't hear tonight because it wasn't as eloquent as the last time I prayed." God is looking for your eloquence. Your faith is that your prayers come up through his blood. Amen. And he told you to ask in his name. And he gave you faith to believe that you have received what you asked for. And then he comes and he brings it to pass in your life. Is that right? Amen. Praise his wonderful name. I just love that and just love the Lord. And he just has a way to do things. Luke 17, verse 3. It says here, "Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him." And the apostles, not the disciples, the apostles. See, the disciples could be the whole multitude of people here. But the apostle was the one he was training. The apostle was the one who was walking with him because they were the ones who was going to have the responsibility of carrying out the word. When the disciples were dismissed, the apostles were still there and he would reveal and continue to reveal to them. And after he spoke this, the Bible says, "And the apostles said unto him, Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you." Isn't that wonderful? You know, sometimes we want to have faith. And we try to think of having faith as maybe to do a great miracle or to do a great deed or faith to believe God for a great promise or something. And sometimes when we maybe look at something supernatural or some great manifestation of the power of God, we kind of feel in our hearts, "But I don't have that faith, boy." But you know, they recognized the lack of faith, not by him speaking of some great deed that they must do, as far as miracles or power or something. They recognized the lack of faith by him telling them about forgiveness. Isn't it remarkable that their reply to him was, Lord, increase our faith? Because, I mean, if I have to forgive my brother 70 times 7, 7 times a day, boy, I really need faith. And by him speaking that to them, they saw their lack of faith. Now, sometimes we think of ourselves as having faith. So, do you have faith? Sure, I'm full of faith. Do you have power? Sure, I feel like I can lift up the building and walk over it tonight. And he says, if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. To rebuke somebody takes a lot of faith. Now, we're not talking about being obnoxious. We're not talking about being resentful. We're not talking about being bombastic and just, you know, irritable and arrogant. Because he says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Now, you know, when we look at God's word, I was thinking tonight, you know, tonight being prayer meeting, and we would like to stay in the channel that the Lord have established the prayer meeting in. I would like to work and continue that channel. And, you know, I kind of have let things run because I like to let things run and see it. Because when you let things run and you see it without having there to tell the people or command the people or instruct the people, after a while you see what is real in people's hearts and how long things last and how long a distance people go for and give up and then look to try something else. But then you see when people die out to themselves, when they reach the end of themselves, and then they wait on God because they have faith in the God that they are approaching. Amen. And you know, when we set the prayer meeting in the order that we desired, we took a little service and prayer, thanksgiving and praise. And we showed that it's not just, you don't just come prayer meeting and say, gimme, 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 gimme. A person who comes like that don't have a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't have a revelation of God. That's why when God was given the revelation of himself through Moses in the tabernacle, that the people may know how to approach God and to come in God's presence and dwell in God's courts. And David desired that God may dwell with man and man may dwell with God. And in that day you'll know I in you and you in me. When something is revealed, we walk in it. When something is revealed, we stay in it. When something is revealed, we exercise in it. We develop in it, we grow in it, we understand it better as we exercise and practice it. It unfolds, and when we start off doing it by a commandment and we keep doing it and following in it, then it begins to move from a commandment to become a revelation. Because you start to understand why I do it, you begin to see your benefit of doing it, you begin to see God's nature because you grow in it. And you know, it's really wonderful when to know God is teaching us and God is training us and God is growing us and God is developing us and God is making us to be men and women of God that is going to represent him. That he, in the fullness of his life, his character, his person, will be able to exhibit to this world himself. Because there's a people who is trained and been brought into harmony with him, and through them who have become the channels, he can flow out unto others and make himself known. And it's not just us coming to church and keeping a form, but it's us becoming one with him. It's us being conformed into his image and his own likeness. And you know, that's why it's wonderful. And we want to maintain that. When you come into our prayer service, you have a time of prayer. You have a time of praise. You have a time of thanksgiving. You have a time of worship. Because the altar of incense was the place in the tabernacle where the people came and they offered up their incense unto God. Was when they came there and they worshiped at that altar and they made intercession at that altar and they offered prayer at that altar and they praised God. It was where they had a channel of communication. Those prayers was offered up before God. And we see how God, you know, ordained that as part of his service. And that's why we have something called the prayer meeting in the church. That is ordained as part of the service. And then you know how when they had to bring that incense, they just couldn't bring what they want. God told them the kind of incense to bring. They had to get certain different types of incense, certain different types of ingredients, and had to mix it together and ground together and make an ointment out of it. And then when they burned that on the altar, it went before God with a sweetness. God knew what he could relate to, so God knew what he told them to bring. So he know how that when that comes before him, he know how he reacts and responds to that. That's why Jesus said, "Thy faith have saved thee." It's always easy to say, "Thy sins be forgiven," or "take up your bed and walk." Why? He knows what it takes to move God. And the prophet look at Martha. She gave it with the right approach, with the right attitude. She gave him the right title. She said, if she came and she came with a different attitude, Lazarus would have stayed dead in that grave. But she came in the right way. It's like a Syrophoenician woman. They did certain things, and that even though Jesus was putting up a resistance at first, they got him to respond afterwards. Because he can't help but respond to certain things. You understand that? And God have made himself to be able to be taken a hold of by his people. God have put himself within reach of his people. By putting the right propitiation there, that would cause them to be able to get a hold of God and to stand again in God's presence with confidence. And this is one of the things here, because you know, faith is based on forgiveness, and faith works by love. Is that right? And as we look at this here tonight, to take us a little thought to go home. Because when we want faith, we desire faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith can move a mighty mountain. Faith can calm a troubled sea. Faith can make a desert like a fountain. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. Amen. Have the faith of God. The just shall live by his faith. So when you look and see how we would desire ways that God can show us where we may lack faith, that we can say, "Lord, increase our faith." They had a prayer there. They had a desire there. They had a request there. And the request wasn't something natural. It was for faith. But they made the request because they recognized a need for faith. And it takes a certain word from his mouth to uncover to them that need in their life. When they saw what the requirement of him was. When they saw his requirement, they saw the need. Because they felt like they were unable to fulfill that, what he was asking of them. And when they saw it, they said, "Lord, increase our faith." You see, many times we think of faith to do great works. But this was faith to restore a fallen brother. It's going to take that faith to restore a fallen brother. It's going to take that faith to see a brother or a sister get fully delivered. And Jesus take that faith and says, when they say, Lord, increase our faith, the Lord said, if you had faith, it's a greater mustard seed. And you see the sycamine tree, the root of, and we pluck it and we plant it in the sea, it should obey you. He took that faith to deliver a brother or a sister, and he brings that same faith to the spoken word. Now, we're looking for the third pole. We're looking for the spoken word. We're looking for third pole faith. And in a simple way, he uncovered to them the lack of that faith, the need for that faith, and the channel through which that faith can be developed, even to become the faith that would speak to the tree and to be plucked up and be planted in the sea. You see, the things of God always would reflect God's nature. And when anything is done to glorify God, it is only because it is the God of glory doing it in you. Because you cannot do nothing to really glorify God, really. Because what glorifies God is when God can really come and live in you and manifest his own word. And that's why anything outside of that is unacceptable. So when he spoke that to them, they look at their own selves and they realize right away, if you have a nature that is prejudice, there's discrimination, there's bitterness, there's resentment, there's envy, there's jealousy, there's hate, there's malice, there's anger, there's wrath, then how could you forgive 7 times? If you're even impatient. See? You say, but I have real faith, but like, you know, my love, and I get told my love. I have real faith, boy. No, you don't have real faith. Faith is peace and love. And Jesus, you know, in many other ways, he uncovered to them the need. And one time, remember the time of the epileptic demon? He said, because of your unbelief, you couldn't cast out the demon. And in there, he was showing them their unconscious unbelief. He said, Lord, why couldn't we do it? He said, because of your unbelief. They didn't know it was their unbelief. In this place, he's showing them that what is going to take them to bring this? Because sometimes, you know, somebody says, man, I rebuke that person real good. No, you might have manifested an arrogant spirit. You didn't rebuke nobody. You might just be a bitter loud mouth. You know, just blow your trumpet and carry on, but you haven't rebuked nobody. Or when somebody's rebuking somebody, there's something wrong. They know what they're getting rebuked for. Remember when Paul rebuked Peter? He said, you teaching this? And then you stand up here, and when you see the people coming, you jump off the table? Because you're not a pleased man? Because you said what they're going to say? Is that right? You rebuked him. What when the Lord rebuked Peter? He said, get thee hence, Satan, you something of man of God. And when he rebuked him, he says, don't be like a Gentile trying to exercise authority over one another, but be like a little child. Is that right? It was always with the intent of correcting them and helping them develop and come out of that baby stage and come into a greater maturity. And you know, He said, take heed to yourselves. You have to take heed. I have to take heed to myself. You have to take heed to yourself. That if a brother trespass against thee, not if you trespass against a brother. He said, take heed to yourselves. Because maybe you see something, I don't know, maybe guard against or watch over. But finally, let me tell you, it's important. That is why you find people, when they're faced with situations, they can't make the right decisions. When people confront you with certain things, they may have to stand for the Lord and may have to, what should I say, be ridiculed or be laughed at or be criticized or be attacked for the stand. Sometimes the time they see that and they know what the consequences will follow if they do that, they feel it and they bypass it. That's what Jonah did. Jonah looked for an easy route, all right? No, I'm not attacking you, you know. I'm trying to share this thought here. I'm trying to share this thought here. Because the Lord increase our faith. I read that, that struck me. Because, you see, this was one of the scriptures I quoted it many times. I always like that scripture where they had faith to ask for more faith. They realized the faith that they had wasn't sufficient and they needed a greater faith. But they had enough faith to ask for more faith. But today I notice where it is injected in the Bible. Like it drew my attention what Jesus is speaking on when they say, Lord, increase our faith. He was speaking about forgiving and rebuking. And it seemed like, but I'm a good rebuker, but I don't need faith to rebuke. I can rarely rebuke. See? So look what he's, because he's talking about if somebody trespass against you, how you must, even though it's 7 times a day, how you must do that, because why? The whole intention is to reconcile your brother, to deliver your brother, to restore your brother, to deliver your brother from the fault, go to him and restore him from the fault he's in. But sometimes, people, they don't want to rebuke a person. And the Lord is saying, so when you rebuke him, to show it, that rebuke is in love and with correction, he says, if you repent, forgive him. Because the rebuke is not done with bitterness. So you don't have to kind of go and kind of pray now to get attitude to forgive him. The rebuke was to bring repentance. That he might come to repentance. That he might recognize his condition. Or she might recognize the condition and come to repentance. Yeah. And when she comes to repentance, then she's forgiven of the wrong that she did. The trespass that was committed. See? And then the Lord, you know, amplifies that. He said, but if you trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent. He said, thou shalt forgive me. And he don't mean after 4 times say, man, you again, man? So they begin to see the kind of grace it's going to take to forgive such a person. Not only what you're going to take out of them, if God is requiring that, that is how much forgiveness God wants you to display. Because that is really God's forgiveness. So if you just forgive it, God is showing you doing that on a human level, like human kind of forgiveness, but it's not really reached the realm of God forgiving yet. And Jesus said, as I have loved you, so love one another. In other words, the love I love you with, the patience I was patient with you, the bear with you, the tolerance I tolerate you, the extent I went with you, so go to one another. Because remember to do it, it must be my life in you doing it. And if you claim my life in you, and my life is having permanence with you, then my life in you will be identified to be the same as it was in me. Don't change. And they in seeing that, realize if it's going to take that, if the third pull is Christ reproducing human beings, if you're going to take a person forming the image of the word to speak that word, if you're going to take these things to really operate in the midst of our people, then look what forruns that. Then sometimes we're in a fault and we get rebuked sometimes. Some of us go in a shell, some of us get more resentful, some of us pop out of resistance, some of us we're going to take the other route. Every time we see the person, we have nothing to tell them no more. And then how could we even or say we repent and we even come out of that here? You know what I'm saying? What it is? It's a lack of faith. It's a lack of real, genuine faith. Why? Because you have seen His love towards you. You have seen His forgiveness towards you. You have seen the way He loves you and what it cost Him to free you from your guilt. Really amazing, so I just thought I would share it with you. I don't want to like go on like, I keep on preaching. I just want to read that and share that talk with you. You can see how He's saying that and how it applies to us, because His faith for restoration and deliverance, like Abraham when he went to deliver his lost fallen brothers, is that right? He went to deal with faith. He was really reflecting Christ, who he left from Dan to Beersheba, who left from heaven to come up to the depths of hell to deliver his own. Putting his life on the line. Amen. And Jesus take that same faith and show that faith that is going to really deliver someone is that faith for that third pearl. So you want to know you really coming to the real third pearl faith is when you start to see real forgiveness in your life. Where I see real patience, real temperance, and bearing one another. Faith, believing for them. Virtue, you know what you have in meekness. Knowledge to understand the condition of them. Temperance, and bear with them. Patience to wait. Godliness, look at that. God will respect for life before them. Bodily kindness, and put yourself in the place. And love, cover a multitude of sins. That's the man who's in His image. That's the man who can speak the word. That's the man that's going to the rapture. Is that right? So, you know, I was thinking, you know, sometimes, you know, you ask somebody, you believe that this world order, this world system is going to be changed? It's going to be just wiped away and a new civilization is going to come? You know, sure, I believe that. But that's a lot of faith, friend. I mean, if you believe that there will be no more sea one day, you ever realize how much water, how much in the oceans? To believe that one of these days you will look at this same earth and see no more sea, though you've seen all our symptoms right now, all that evidence of sea, and you say, believe that. Amen. With a passion. You believe it so much that this whole world, all these cities, hundreds of thousands of cities on the planet will be reduced to ashes, atomic ashes, and there'll be an Eden on this earth. Humans that size on this earth will be removed completely and be annulled. You know what I'm getting at? And people see little things in the body here, little sickness, little different things, and can't believe God will remove that. Yet they believe in God going to remove this whole global, you know, civilization here and bring it back to you. Yet they believe that all that sea that they look with the eye, the whole Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic, the Indian Ocean, the Arctic Ocean, all the things, are going to just be removed one day. And yet they can't have faith to believe that those little things in their body will be removed. And both is spoken by the same God. And Brother Ram says some people want to pray for world peace. He said, you want to pray for world peace. You know how much men in the spirit have to work on their minds, get them to agree, get them to do different things, get certain processes through different offices and everything to get people together to bring that to pass? He said some people want to have faith to do that, and they want faith to believe in the atonement, where he said by his stripes they are healed. We pray tonight. Some of us pray for our needs. You should walk over here rejoicing tonight. You should realize the faith you're talking about and the things you claim and you believe that God has spoken.
Some people even believe that their body can be changed soon. Because they see how advanced the coming of the Lord is already. They see what stage we are in the coming of the Lord. They see how close we are to the change of body and these things. And yet they get a fight and a pressure in their mind. So don't you realize is the devil coming in there to confuse you really? I mean, can't you see how plain it is? When we see these things, friends, we realize that, I mean, it's simple. God things are so simple. You just approach Him, you just believe Him, you ask Him for it, and you shall have it, and you go rejoicing. You believe that?
Yes,
all stand. So may God give us more faith. Lord, increase our faith. Before we go home, anyone would desire that, Lord, increase my faith. You see what it requires? To bring it to the temple, Lord, increase my faith. Almighty God, we stand in your presence tonight. We thank you for being in prayer service. As a group of people, Lord, called by your name, that we come and humble ourselves to get under the mighty hand of God, confessing our sins and looking up to heaven, expecting as we pray, calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you would increase our faith. Lord, in this hour that we would stand and, Lord, truly express your lives, not our idea of what we believe, Lord, a Christian life is, but by the divine revelation of what the word declares, the Holy Ghost living in the people, as he says, in that day you'll know I in you and you in me, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, gracious Father, I pray tonight, Lord, that your great Holy Spirit would endue each and every one of us here that is so desiring to live by this faith of the Son of God. Oh, let your quickening power just sweep all our souls, Lord. Lift us up in our higher bracket tonight, I pray. Give us a clearer vision, a deeper insight, a greater focus. Lord, are we going to walk in this hour consciously with faith and confidence in the infallible promise of Almighty God? Knowing you have spoken these things, Lord, it's impossible for you to lie. We tie our soul to the absence of your word tonight. Hallelujah. Heaven shall pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of your word shall in any wise fail. Knowing, oh God, that you spoke these words and the blood of Jesus Christ have been shed, the Holy Spirit is here to quicken and to make these words live. To them who are in that covenant, them who have been identified with that blood, identified with that finished work tonight. Oh God, as we stand here, Lord, realizing that, Lord, there's nothing that we can do, nothing we could have ever done, nothing we'll ever be able to do. Not by might or by power, but by your Spirit. And recognizing that, oh God, and recognizing that it's going to take you in us to believe these things. Father, we come, humbly submitting ourselves unto you now. Pray that your precious blood, Lord, we apply to every heart and our prayer that come out of that heart, Father, with faith in the divine promise that you have given unto each and every one of us here. Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit will lead our souls to believe these things, would anchor us, Lord, and make these things so real that the scriptures will become so inspired within our hearts that we will know, dear God, we are not asking this in vain. We can have what we ask for because you promised to do these things. Blessed be the wonderful name of the Lord. Now, Father, I pray you'd go with us, watch over us and protect us. We travel along the way. May this great Holy Spirit that been sent to lead and guide the church back to the tree of life, to bring us back to the Garden of Eden, bring us back to the faith of the fathers. Knowing, oh God, that you have ordained the very pathway that we should walk therein, and the very divine experience that you have ordained, the place that we'd stop along the way like them Canadian geese. Hallelujah. Lord God, we can pick up the nourishment that is necessary, Lord, to strengthen us, Lord, and build us up that we continue our journey until we reach our destination. And oh God, the very nature that you're putting us to lead us and to guide us. Oh God, like a radar. Oh God, may we go, Father, following the great leader, the Holy Spirit. May we listen to the honk of that voice of the word of the living God. And Father, may it bring us to that place, Lord, where we could stand again in that immortal land. May you grant it, Lord. We love you, we appreciate you, we thank you tonight. Oh, blessed be your wonderful name, Lord. We could be here in your house to pray and to call upon the name of the Lord, to worship you in the beauty of holiness, to inquire of you in your temple, oh God. How we long, Lord, you'd hide us in the secret of your presence. Oh God, more and more we cry out for that today. Lead our souls into it, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and we commit each and every one unto you, thanking you for all your goodness and your mercy, all your richest blessings. In Jesus' name, your honor for your glory. Amen. 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 Make my life to be like a melody. God bless me. Have a seat as we are dismissed. And God be with you. Let's Sunday morning, let's try and come out with a week. Let's come full of expectations. Let's come prayed up. You know, we are trying to emphasize the order. We're trying to keep it in your remembrance. We're trying to point you back to the Word, where these things is the divine approach that we can be taught, we can learn, we can grow, we can develop, we can advance. We could be not just a bunch of people assembled in a nice building, but we can become the living Word of God, living oracle of the living God. Amen? And whatever we do in thought, word, and deed is going to reflect Him. He's going to be Him expressing His own life in and through us. I was speaking to you here Wednesday night before, a little portion before, trying to emphasize to you the things that are necessary. We come up to the house of God. I was telling Brother Bishop here, you know, that guy asking me, do you lead the songs here tonight? That we, you know, sometimes we have a little worship song to learn different things, that they can even use this time of worship, because we don't just want to have a Friday night service and a Wednesday night service and a Sunday morning service, like a grade 1, grade 2, and grade 3. You know, like a Wednesday night is, like economy class, you know, kind of Friday night is like, you know, like night coach or something, and then Sunday morning, like first class, you know. We don't want that. We want to be first class all the way. And every time we gather together, whether it's in your home, whether it's on the street corner, whether we're in fellowship, we display the token when we come together. Is that right? Amen. We worship God with enthusiasm. That's why when we were singing just now, I was in the back there, I look at some of you, you know, I said, no, here is people who's praying to God and is trying to be sincere praying to God while he's praying. But here is people now singing and worshiping God, and now it's with a different attitude when they're singing. It shows that something is wrong with these people. Because they don't realize they was praying, but now they come to praise God now and give thanks. See? And the same high priest who was sprinkled, who was washed and sprinkled with blood on his toe, on his thumb, on his hair, who was dressed in garments of glory and for beauty, amen, who was anointed right and had to walk right with the bells and the pomegranates, holy, holy, and to go inside of there because he was chosen and caused us to approach unto God, he had to do all three when he go in God's presence. That we look for that. See, we ought to look for it. If we don't look for it, then formality going to overtake us. And where we have formality, we want to grow out of it. Where we bump in formality, we want to be loose from it. We want to, as Paul, when I want to sing in the Spirit. When I say two words, I want to say it with understanding. Amen. Whatever we do, amen. That's where we want to be children in malice, but grown-ups in understanding by God's grace. Amen. Praise His wonderful name. And I want to see that in the church. I want to see these things become ripened, because when we don't do this in the form, we don't do this in the experiment and trying out. We do these things as God's Word, and we get in the Spirit and exercise it to make the Word operate, to make the Word live. Amen. If you don't have faith to operate healing, you don't have faith to operate the power in praise, you don't have faith to forgive, but if you have the true faith, it does all. The faith of the Son of God lives by every word that proceeded out of His mouth. Is that right? Amen. Sunday morning, you know, I still lack, maybe I lack the enthusiasm. You know, I was telling about Bishop here last night. We was here, I stay back late, and we just fellowshiping on some of the things needed in the house of God. And, you know, I says, you know, some of me coming there. I said, I remember the days, man, when the music began to play, and the people had such enthusiasm, and they clap and worship God and sing while in their seat. That wasn't wrong, but you lost it. Something shaved it off of you.
So now you wait now for the song leader to come and say, stand to your feet, lift your hand and praise God. Now you wait for that. Now you wait to be told. But long ago nobody had tell you to do it. Because why? Some of you come from spontaneous praise to program. Some of you do by a man instructing you. Before you do by the joy bells in your heart. Would you like to get back where you was? Didn't God say get back to your first love? Didn't God to remember from whence you had fallen? Does the church ought to keep on guard for that every day? Which is great, a spontaneous praise or program praise? Spontaneous praise is great all the time. That you want God inhabit. God inhabit program praise. God inhabit spontaneous praise. God influences, God expresses himself through spontaneous praise. Amen. Because that is the one that has the power. That is the one that comes for when you're motivated, when like a little spring, why you're bubbling so? Because something is pushing you, amen. You just can't hold your peace by the grace of God. Something inside of you is moving you by the grace of God. You are alive unto God, amen. You're not serving God after the rules of the letter, but you're serving God after the newness of the Spirit. Spirit worship, not letter worship, a man to lose. No, Spirit worship. Amen. So let's try to find our weak places and let's strengthen. Because if we have not found some of our works perfect before God, which is fulfilled, let us try to preserve what we have, strengthen the things that remain and are ready to die. Amen? Amen? Then you're going to find your prayer mounting up with greater faith. Then you're going to find God acting in your prayer. Then you're going to find that before you could even pray, it's already coming to pass. Why? Because your spirit is right there walking in his presence. You're pleasing him. You're under his influence. That's what we want, friend. Let's come out. Let's try to, as I ask, let's battle that no transport demon. Let us not make no transport an excuse and feel justified in coming late because we have no transport, we come from far. Let's say, I'm going to rise up, I'm going to make a greater effort, I'm going to put it behind, my God deserves better than this, and my God have it, so they need to give me a trial to see what extent I'm going to go. Amen. Man, look at David, man. The man offered me things free to worship God. He said, I will not offer nothing to my God except I pay for it. If that man give it to me, then I offer him the man thing, I ain't offering my thing. It cost me nothing. When my God came for me, it cost him his life. Amen. Amen. If I had to give back thanks to God, let it cost me something. Amen. Amen. Let me reflect him. Amen. Glory. Amen. So I said, it's going to cost you to get somebody to sleep, cost you to get up earlier. I'm talking to myself too. Let's try and do by the grace of God. Amen. Let's see this thing move on a little greater by God's grace. And the more you're putting this, the more you're going to get out of it. Amen? Make my life to be Lord. I want to sung the message of the cross out. This is the hour of faith. Amen. Let's go for it in thundering sweetness.
Discord gonna rise. We can make
a melody, ever sounding out the message, sounding out the message of the cross, holding my life to thee, holding my life to thee. Like a melody, ever sounding out the message.
Fill my way every day.
the while living. With a song and a smile. Blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone, amen, in the way, leading straight to the land above, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lonely, to the by, well, Standing.